Needs, and instead, as some sadly predicted would happen, if you put hundreds of opposition aid workers moving towards riot police who depend on their jobs to keep subsidized food packages coming to their families inside Venezuela, we have the clashes that continue.
The four-day-long Vatican summit on sexual abuse by priests ended today with Pope Francis promising to confront abusers with, quote, the wrath of God. He called priests who abuse children tools of Satan.
The church has now become increasingly aware of the need not only to curb the gravest cases of abuse by disciplinary measures and civil and canonical processes, but also to decisively confront the phenomenon both inside and outside of the church.
Singer R. Kelly remains in jail in Chicago after a judge yesterday set bond at $1 million. Kelly's been indicted on 10 charges of sexual abuse. Correspondent Sarah Seidner is in Chicago.
There were people accusing him of hanging out outside of high school and trying to pick women up there. And these accusations have been going on for decades now.
At the arraignment and bond hearing yesterday, prosecutors alleged that while he was on trial for child pornography in 2008, Kelly met an underage girl and invited her to his home. North Korean state media confirming that the country's dictator Kim Jong-un is on a train to Vietnam for his second summit with President Trump. The meeting is planned for Wednesday and Thursday in Hanoi. President Trump is up and tweeting this morning about the summit. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Texting enrolls for alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply.
Hello, America. This is Martha Stewart. Now you can cook great-tasting dinners at home, and it's easy. Forget about frozen foods and takeout. Instead, join me for great home-cooked food. Introducing Martha and Marley Spoon Meal Kits. Pre-portioned fresh ingredients with my wonderful easy-to-follow recipes delivered right to your door. And right now you can try three for free. For a very limited time, I'm offering three free Martha and Marley Spoon meals to everyone, anywhere. Imagine cooking butter-basted steak, Berkshire pork tenderloin, cheese-stuffed chicken, and more. With new recipes every week, Martha and Marley Spoon helps you put a delicious dinner on your table in around 30 minutes.
For three free meals and free shipping, text FEED to 246810. Just text the word FEED to 246810 for details. Hurry, three free won't last long. Text FEED to 246810.
Longtime director Spike Lee has been nominated for an Academy Award for the first time.
After directing such films as Malcolm X and Do the Right Thing, Spike Lee, at age 61, has earned his first ever Oscar nomination for directing for Black Klansman.
Why haven't you bought into this?
Why should I?
Because you're Jewish, brother. The so-called chosen people. You've been passing for a WASP.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant, cherry pie, hot dog, white boy.
Also up for Best Director, Vice's Adam McKay, Roma's Alfonso Cuarón, Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite, and Cold War's Powell Polakowski. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
No rain in much of the South today. After days of drenching rain, homes, highways, bridges have been flooded by the rains, and some people in counties in Middle Tennessee had to be rescued from rising waters. A tornado hit the small central eastern city of Columbus, Mississippi yesterday afternoon, damaging the central business area. One person was killed when a building collapsed. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at www.textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply.
There's a mute button on your cell and one on your TV remote. Don't you wish there was one on your partner's snoring too? Thankfully, now there is. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that increases airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. You'll get more air through your nose, so you'll breathe less through your mouth, which is often the cause of snoring. And thanks to Mute, less snoring means more sleep for me.
Hit the Mute button on your partner's snoring. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To get a valuable coupon, text the word MUTE to 246810. Text MUTE to 246810. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for clearing skies across the Gulf Coast today. Temperatures will be in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with lows in the mid-40s. And from Monday, sunny and pleasant with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you live or work near downtown Mobile or just passing through, you can get a great breakfast or lunch at Bob's Downtown Diner, 263 St. Francis, a block north of Cathedral Square. They're open 7 to 3 every day of the week, serving good old-fashioned Americana food made from scratch daily. The complete menu is online at corneroffatandhappy.com. You're going to love Bob's Downtown Diner, and that's a promise.
Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh my God, it's a beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous Sunday morning in downtown Mobile, and we are here at live at the Cheese Cottage on St. Louis Street, and it is so beautiful out here. I love this little building.
Yeah.
I've always loved this
little
building.
It's very cool. And we're here with Christy. She owns this,
this little slice of heaven in downtown
cottage.
Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you did.
The slice. That was good. Yeah.
Yeah, Mike gets all cutting the cheese jokes.
Yeah. So, well, good morning, Christy. And,
good morning.
Let's say happy birthday to Stu.
Yeah, you want me to sing?
I don't have I don't have that good of a voice.
Yeah,
but,
happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Mike has a voice for dance.
Yeah,
it's been a pretty good weekend. Friday night, the city of Mobile threw a parade in my honor.
Yeah, it was
really nice. It had bands and everything from all over the state, not just locally.
I've never had anybody do that for me.
I don't know, about once a year, you know. I guess they know when my birthday is. It seems like there's always a parade.
Oh, be darn. Well, I have a friend who's born on, his birthday is on New Year's Eve, and they always throw a big celebration for him, so. But anyway, hey, well, I'm excited about being here, Christy. This is
Mike's first time.
No, it's not my first time. It's not my first time. But I will be honest.
He cannot take his eyes off of that bruschetta.
I have not taken a bite of anything ever. We came here, and times we've been here, we drink.
Yeah, I'll attest to that.
He enjoys the water here. It's very good water.
But
that is something, Mike. You've probably never experienced this here. Because you don't eat, but they have glass bottles of water that they hand you, giant ones, and so you've just got water throughout the whole thing. And I'm just like, that's so neat.
Yeah,
it is. Ooh. It is just really. I know it makes it easier on y'all from a service standpoint, but for a customer, I mean, in my days back in Nashville, when we would walk into a restaurant, we'd go, "You see this $5 bill? That's an addition to your tip. If you bring us a pitcher of tea and just leave it on the table." You know, we don't want to run you to death, but we're going to be drinking a lot. So,
well, I'd love to say that I invented that concept, but I didn't. But it is something that we try to do here at the Cheese Cottage is pay attention to the details. You know, it's just the city's finest water. We just dress it up a little bit just to make sure that people get the most out of the experience here.
All right, Mike has completely lost interest in anything we're talking
is
about.
Is that the end you drink out a sip out of on the end there? So tell us what we have here, Chris.
So we just brought out a couple of our dishes that we have on a brunch menu, and we change this brunch menu every month, every time we do brunch.
Mm-hmm.
We brought back some of our staples, some of the things that are really popular. So the one to the far right closest to you, Mike, is the strawberry bruschetta, mm-hmm. if you're saying it correctly.
Bruschetta. Hey, Tony Sawyer. We're on the air. How you doing?
That's on a toasted baguette with some Alabama fresh goat cheese. It has some strawberry puree on it that we doctor up with a little black pepper
and
some balsamic vinegar reduction.
I thought that was balsamic.
Yeah, so that's really lovely.
Yeah, balsamic and strawberry, they really go well together.
They do, and the black pepper just kind of sets it off against the sweet of the strawberries, so it's really great. The sandwich in the middle here is our pimento cheese chicken salad that's on a croissant. And so people say, I'd like just the pimento cheese or I'd like just the chicken salad. We married those two, and they're both in the sandwich.
I like guacamole that's half hummus, half
guacamole. Yeah, same, yeah.
Mike looks so weird. Beer Garden's had it on their menu for years. Man, you're always there, but you're always eating a hamburger on donuts, aren't you?
With
a fried egg and pineapple.
And crunchy peanut butter.
Oh, that just, I don't know.
Yeah. The flavors just married together. It's all about marrying flavors.
I'm going to trust you on that one.
I think it's about assaulting your pancreas.
And so that's the middle sandwich. And then this is one that we continue to bring back. We've brought this one back for about 3 or 4 months, and it's our bacon grits chowder.
Y'all do some great soups. Tell everybody, your chef.
That's my husband.
Ah, uh-huh. There we go.
Yeah,
that's how he got the job.
So his legal name is Charles, but anyone that knows and loves him calls him Bubba.
So that's what I meant the other day when you said Bubba. I just thought he was the kitchen help.
Well, that too. And so he is back there making up the soup magic, as well as Austin Egbert. He's been out sick for the last few days, but they tag team a lot of the soups. We alternate their creative wisdom on those. And, you know, the focus is always cheese because we are the cheese cottage.
Right.
So if it's going to be a great soup, it's got to have a great cheese in it.
That's a good concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You do some remarkable soups here.
Thanks.
You know, Heather watches y'all's posts to see when certain soups are coming on.
What's been her favorite?
She loves the kale
soup. Oh, the sausage, kale, and cauliflower. It's keto-friendly, very low carb. Mm-hmm. And it's a brothy soup, but we've had to bring that one back, I think, 3 or 4 times because it's been so popular, but really lovely.
Everything we've had here is great. And, you know, this is our go-to place a lot of times because it's so funny.
Mike, is that here for you?
What's that?
Is that here for you?
Everything you have ever had here has been fabulous because that's the first thing I've ever had here.
That's fabulous.
But when him and Heather started dating, and I'd see on Facebook they were here, I'd drive down the road and honk at them.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I just live right back over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the whole time, you know, before I came here the first time, Mike was like,
there it is.
Mike would be like, I went by Cheese Cottage today. How was it? Oh, okay, cool. Is it coming along? Yeah. And he was always, I went by Cheese Cottage today. Went by Cheese Cottage. So the first time we came through, I said, well, I'm Stu. I'm Mike's other half. I know he comes by here all the time because he's never been in here before. And Mike was quite literal. He went by it.
Yes.
Well, you know.
Dalton's finally happy. We handed him some food.
Yes.
Well, I was telling her when I had my own wine company a long time ago, I tried to talk my partners into buying this whole block here, this building right here, because this is a great building over here.
Right.
But now somebody else got it. But what I loved about it was this building right here.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved it. I said, that'd be a good little wine shop.
Yeah, so.
It kind of is.
Well, when we started scouting locations for a cheese shop, we didn't have it named at that point. It wasn't named the Cheese Cottage. Mm-hmm. We started looking really from D'Iberville to Pensacola. And we had realtors and listings and, you know, all these other commercial sites. They were sending us potential. And part of our criteria was it had to be less than 1,000 square feet inside. Because if you've ever been to a good cheese shop, they don't have a lot of inside seating. It had to have the ability to expand on the outside for this outdoor type of atmosphere.
Right.
And they started flooding my inbox, and then this one hit our desk, and it had been vacant for about 30 years.
Right, yeah.
And Lafayette Land Company was the one that repped the building to me, and we started coming over from Houston because that's where we lived. But we are from here.
Right.
And we just started looking at it and saying, gosh, this is the perfect place. It's an up-and-coming part of downtown.
It certainly is. Yeah.
We knew Old Mobile Antiques was going in across the street. We have Fowler Lighting over there. The brewery, that's a brewery going up behind us, Old Majestic.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah.
Yeah. They weren't known to be coming at that time, but ultimately signed the lease. And we like to think it's because of us, but I think that's just braggadocious and a little presumptuous.
Well, honestly, your arriving here just further established with the demographics we're telling them. That this is an area that's growing.
Right, right.
And it's going to be hip. You're hip.
For right now. I hope hip doesn't mean trendy, because trends do die away.
Some do, but yeah. You know, it was Commander's Palace was the hip place in New Orleans at one point.
True.
And they've been there 100 plus years.
So raise my sights. That's what you're telling me.
Well, that's the first thing you do. You want to have that first hit single.
Mm-hmm.
After you get that first hit single, then you try and make a couple more songs on the album a hit. Then you try and make the next album go platinum. So
gotcha. So don't do Milli Vanilli.
That's what Mike's here for.
Keep it real. Keep it real. All right, guys, we're going to take a break here. 343-0106 is our
number. Not that we can hear you.
I probably can't hear you, but Charlie can translate it.
From English to Mikey's.
But we'll be back with Christy here at the Cheese Cottage in just a little bit.
Get a table near the street in our old familiar place. You and I, face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want. Our Italian restaurant.
This is Ronan McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our DJ on Friday and Saturday nights starting at 10. Try our brilliant Blarney Burger, unforgettable Irish potato salad, homemade bread pudding, or it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. Non-smoking inside, but we have a lovely patio with big screen TVs where you can enjoy all sporting events. Every Sunday at 6 in the evening, we have a traditional Irish music session which attracts musicians from New Orleans to Seaside, Florida. Happy hour is 3 to 6 daily, so be sure to check out our website at www.mcsharries.com for specials. Come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharries Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama. You can't miss us. We're the ones with the big leprechaun over the door. 101 North Bancroft Street on the Eastern Shore. 990-5100. McSharries Irish Pub.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Talking again with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscapes. And I want to talk about this. You do the lawn at our house. What about here at our business?
Yeah, that's something we've been doing for years, and I just don't think we've expressed that enough, is that we take care of your home, but we also take care of a ton of businesses, a ton of property owners associations. And really, our philosophy at your residence is pretty much the same at your business. We're here to make it worry-free, and we're here to make it easy on you, but also make it beautiful.
Yeah, you make it work for us, whether it is when we come home in the evenings or we show up at work in the morning.
That's right. So we design a plan for your business. If you need some enhancements, you want it to look better, we can do that as well. We just try to make it look right for you to enhance the view of your business.
All right. If we're ready to step up the game at our office like we are at our home, how do we get in touch?
Well, just give us a call, 251-626-3309, or find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Safe and chip.
Hi, I'm Simon Majumdar, and I'm telling you to listen to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. It's the best food show on the radio.
Yeah. Hey, all right, folks, if you're just tuning in, we're sitting here with Christy, who owns the Cheese Cottage.
St. Louis Street.
On St. Louis Street downtown, which is kind of my neighborhood. But
he's a detente boy.
I'm a detente.
Detente.
He's the oldest neighborhood in Mobile, if I'm not mistaken. But Christy, I look across the street and I see the antique place across the street. You know, and, you know, it's already a known fact that I haven't hardly been in here, and I live in the neighborhood.
But we don't have to bring that up
again. I think
that
bruschetta changed his mind.
When that place was out on Spellman, for some reason I used to pop in there.
now that it's right down the road.
And now it's down the road. Well, that's because I'm on the road all the time. I leave out in the morning, I don't get back sometimes to 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And they're not open then, and you're not open at 10 at night.
That's right.
Yeah, you got it. Tell people out there, what are your hours?
They're 11 to 9, Tuesday through Saturday, and we do one Sunday brunch a month, with the exception of this month.
Because it's my birthday.
Yeah, because of Stu's birthday, like the parade on Friday night.
Right, exactly. Lauren Murphy played live on Royal Street for my birthday.
You are just impressive. I'm telling you, that's great. And we did this whole menu just for you. The whole day was just ordered just for you.
I think I
got to
pull my pants legs up a little bit. Get a little deep here.
So 11 to 9, Tuesday through Saturday, we do one Sunday brunch a month, and that's to coincide with the antique sale that goes across the street. So that's Old Mobile Antiques. They used to be on the Beltline. They've always, well, I shouldn't say always, but for years they've done a monthly estate sale on that first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the month. And it's, you know, it has everything from a dollar table to some really nice stuff over there. And when they do that, we do our brunch from 10 to 3 on that Sunday. And we do a bottle of bubbles, and we have some cranberry and orange juice set up. And we do have really nice days like this.
Yeah.
So, and music and things.
I mean, we've been to brunch, your Sunday brunches, probably half of them you've had in the last year.
Yeah, you have, haven't you? You have. And that's good. Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
What bodes well for you and I both with Heather is that she once told me her favorite meal in the world is just a couple of different types of cheese, maybe some lunch meat, a couple of pieces of fruit, and some crackers and bread to eat it with. And I went, I got a place for you.
Yes.
That's actually a thing. That's a charcuterie board, a cheese board.
Right here in Mobile, Alabama.
That's right.
And we've had the charcuterie a number of times. And it's, I mean, so we're just so giddy. And we came for the raclette.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So we do those on Thursday nights, 4 to 8. And raclette is a type of cheese. It's also a method of melting cheese onto vegetables. Okay. And so raclette is like a 23-pound wheel. It comes out of Switzerland. Some people make it in France. And it's a big deal over in Europe, and there's this raclette restaurant in New York. Mm-hmm. And the traditional way to eat this raclette is to melt it over boiled potatoes. They put pickles and salami and some baguette. Mm-hmm. We southernize it here.
Yeah.
So our boiled potatoes have a little swamp magic in it. We do, of course, we have the pickles, but then we've had Billy's pork belly.
Yeah, when we came, you had the Billy's in it. That was magical.
And we candy big chunks of that and throw it on there. We've done salami, Spanish chorizo, things like that. So we do try to change it up on Thursday
night. Well, since I'm wearing my Hall shirt, perhaps y'all should try a little Hall
Absolutely. Andouille sometime.
Absolutely. I'm sure Deborah would be more than happy to bring a couple of packages by.
We have a caller on the line. We got Thomas on the line. Right, Thomas.
Good morning. Happy Oscar Day.
Oh, thank you.
What's Hi, Thomas.
Yes, congratulations, fellas, on your nominations for being one of the top of four radio food shows in the country.
Well, we appreciate it.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah. I can't wait till Lady Gaga's my favorite. I can't wait to hear about what she's wearing on the carpet tonight. She's up for the awards. So everybody root for Lady Gaga. I just love her. Hey, there's two things, Sip and Chew, one for both of you. One is I'm hearing hockey. The Chef Puck. He says that he's cooking steaks now with liquid nitrogen. And I wondered what that was all about. And then I hear that the elites there in this Oscar crowd, they're, it's not, I guess it's a fad or trending. I don't know which word they'll use. Alcohol, I mean, drinks, cocktails, without using any alcohol in them. And I was wondering if you could inform me a little bit on those two.
That's
topics.
A waste of time.
We will investigate all of that in Los Angeles just for you, Tom.
Just
in fact,
for you.
We're going to hire a crack PR firm to back us up. And send private investigators. We're going to put them undercover.
Hey, I don't think you can say crack on the radio.
Oh, I can't. Oh, sorry about that, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing there, Moss? Charlie Moss and Philip. That guy on the telephones, Philip, he is the politest guy in the world. I have never met a guy more polite than Philip.
Checks
in
the mail.
It's funny you say that because he punches Mike in the eye at least once a week.
Every week. Every week. Yeah,
but, you know, a lot of that, Mike's got it coming.
Mike likes it.
Yeah, well, kind of weird like that. But,
well, this show has devolved.
All right. Well, we'll certainly find out for you there, Thomas, on those things, and we'll let you know.
You can steak with liquid nitrogen too.
Yeah,
that seems like a cocktail
without alcohol.
Well, that's all the time. That's water.
Yeah.
That's water without scotch. Water without scotch. Chrissy, tell us a little bit about your background.
So,
where you come from?
I come from
now,
here.
Keep in mind, our offices are with Homeland Security, so if you're lying, we'll know.
Okay. Hook me up to the lie detector now. So I'm from here. We started moving around in 2007. That was the beginning of the exposure to the cheese world. I mean, who knew that there was other things than Kraft and Velveeta out there? And we started longing for, you know, how we eat down here, and that's crawfish boils, that's barbecues, that's community around food.
Yeah.
And so we found that the most available in our travels was doing it around a cheese board. Mm. And so we started to make that connection around, you know, this feels more comfortable, this feels like home. And so we started doing that because I worked for Chevron, mm-hmm. and I started in Pascagoula, and then we moved around all over the place and with the company. And when we started talking about retirement, we had an epiphany in Scotland, of all places. We're looking out on this green lawn, and they have their blankets, and they have their little cheese boards, and they're drinking their wine, and we were about to get back on the train to go to Aberdeen. And I look out there and I say, well, why can't we do that? And that's what planted the seed and, you know, started the discussions about how do we get back on the Gulf Coast and bring this kind of concept to Mobile.
Wow. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the very seed of all creativity of anything that's ever been created is someone saying, what if?
Yeah.
And most people stop at the pronouncement. What if? But you didn't. You then went, well,
why not?
Yeah, why not?
Scariest thing I've ever done, ever. And I'm still afraid every single day when I'm balancing that checkbook and, you know, doing those things. But it's very rewarding.
There is a huge delusion in this country that if you operate a restaurant or cafe or bar, that you are rolling in dough, and it is exactly the opposite.
For real.
It is the most overregulated industry in the country and the least profitable sector of retail.
Yeah, I saw the article in Lanyap that you had.
That's a win.
Yeah. I had seen the article in Lanyap. I think that Andy had written
that
about
Andy
that. It was so true. Yeah. And it's the hardest work that I've ever done.
Yeah,
and
it's the hardest work you'll ever love.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is pretty fantastic.
Well, folks, we're already up against our second break.
Another break already?
And Mike's going to shove the other half of this croissant in his mouth.
Well, I got to cut it to share it with Dalton, too.
Oh, well.
Just student let him offer. It's his birthday.
It's my birthday. The chips are there, Dalton. But, folks, we are, once again, we're at the Cheese Cottage on St. Louis Street, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with
Mike and Stu.
Hey, that's us.
And Christy.
Yay.
And Christy. And Dalton. And everybody else that's here. We got a little crowd.
We got 30 more minutes. Come on by and see us.
Girl, you know that there's one thing that I love, but it's not you.
Bob's Downtown Diner, 263 St. Francis, a block north of Cathedral Square, offers good old-fashioned Americana food made from scratch daily. If it's a burger you want for lunch, try the Money Burger. Ground chuck on Kaiser bun with lettuce, tomato, and pickle, topped with smoked bacon, Caribbean seasoning, brie cheese, pineapple, and pico de gallo. Burgers, sandwiches, and seafood for lunch. Complete menu online at cornerfatandhappy.com. Bob's Downtown Diner, open 7 to 3 every day. You're going to love it.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for clearing skies across the Gulf Coast today. Temperatures will be in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with lows in the mid-40s. And for Monday, sunny and pleasant with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Jolene, I need to get $50 out of petty cash.
What for?
I've got to pay Mardi Gras guy for his work on the Jack Green commercial.
He doesn't work for us, and he's certainly not a spokesperson for Jack Green.
Well, whatever. Since we put him on the air, he's hired an agent, and he's demanding a salary.
No. Look, we've got new information we have to get out right away. Commercial property rates are going sky high, and a lot of people are losing their commercial coverage altogether. This week alone, Jack Green has saved people thousands of dollars. Thousands! He can find you a much better commercial rate and save you money, whether you own a small restaurant
or a bar,
an apartment complex, a shopping center,
or a bar,
or a church,
or a bar.
Jack Green will save you money. Jack also writes physicians E&O coverage. Jack will help you stay in business by helping you hang on to your cash. Call Jack Green today in Mobile, 344-5393.
That's too many letters. Oh.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
Nope.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Join me weekdays for This Morning, America's First News. Hear the stories you'll be talking about and searching for all day as we go beyond the headlines and above the chatter with your first look at breaking news, money, Washington politics, technology, entertainment, entrepreneurship, and sports. We explain why stories matter. That's why we are referred to as the most important and relevant radio program. Join us weekdays for This Morning, America's First News.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Chef Tawny Carter from the Prop and Gavel in Monroeville, and you're listening to The Sip and Chew.
Oh, that's what he said. Well done, Charlie. Well done.
No worries. I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of the food and wine radio show broadcasting industry, you know. But anyway, let's finish our story. And here you are right now. You got your dream coming true right here. And
yeah, and then I wondered, why was I dreaming that sometimes? But we made it a year, so that's great.
You're very fortunate there. Yes, yes.
Yeah, so we... Something that I'd like to point out, if I may,
sure.
Our success, you know, perceived or real, is because of our staff. We've had a lot of our staff that have been here since almost day one. They're as passionate about what we do in the customer service space as we are. They are not only servers to make sure your experience here is comfortable and, you know, a nice experience. But they're also learning about cheese. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. they have to point to these cheeses when somebody comes in and says, I need to do a party tonight, or I'm drinking this kind of wine. What do I need to do? Or give me something interesting. They have to know all this stuff. And then that cheese doesn't cut itself. Mm-hmm. And so they have to develop.
Somebody's got to cut the cheese.
Somebody's cutting the cheese.
Told and you,
it's not always
never
mine.
Never misses a cut the cheese.
It's not always mine.
We knew that was coming.
And so, I mean, they have to really become invested in this. They're not just throwing a sandwich on the table. So, yeah.
And you said they have to cut the cheese, and we made a few jokes, but different cheeses should be cut different ways.
Absolutely.
And my parents, when they got into the antique silverware and stuff, collection, went, good Lord, there's 200 different types of knives for cutting cheese. Well, there's 200 different types of cheese.
Yes. And so we go over that. You speak of like knives, for example. We have different classes that we do every month. And some are pairings like French wine and cheese, Italian wine and cheese, Spanish wine and cheese. But we have one that's been pretty popular, and it'll be our second time doing it March 24th. It's called How to Create the Perfect Cheese Board. Mm-hmm. And they actually, as part of the ticket price, you go on our website, thecheesecottagellc.com. Plug.
Yeah, you go. That's what this is all about. Plug away.
This is your hour.
You go on our website to see what our events are. But this particular one, you get an actual cheese board from a local woodworker. Love Builds is the name of the guy.
Yes, oh, wow. I'm very familiar with
Love Builds. Yeah, he donates a portion of his sales to Feed the Hungry. But anyway, you get a portion, you get a board of his, and then we actually give you instruction on how to build the perfect cheese board, and then you get to build it during the class, but then we go over what are the different knives that you're supposed to use with different cheeses, and then, you know, Mike and I were talking about this before the show, cheese, like wine, can be pretentious. You know, there could be certain pronunciations, or you can only use this knife with this cheese. We try to take all that away. I mean,
sounds like a snob-free zone.
It is. It's totally, and we don't judge you if you say chevre versus chev, or, you know, other pronunciations. Right. There's no judgment here. And at the end of the day, eat what you like, drink what you like. There's no rules.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And so,
y'all selling that Montrochette cheese?
Yeah.
Montrochette. Mike likes to pair that with a Merlot.
Yes, yeah, a Merlot.
Or Pinot Noir. But anyway, we have another caller on the line. Let's get Cookie on the line.
Good morning, Cookie.
Hey, good morning.
Are you ready to come down here for some vegan
song
cheese?
This morning.
Are we singing your song? Okay.
I love cheese. And I've wondered about, y'all have spoken about this shop before, so I'm really, really happy to hear that Christy is in there with y'all today and explaining
thanks, Cookie.
Some stuff. Please reiterate the exact location for me.
It is 650 St. Louis Street, downtown Mobile. So if you're familiar with Wenzel's downtown on Dolphin, we are three blocks north of that, right at the corner of Dearborn and St. Louis Street.
Dearborn and St. Louis. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're right across the street from Mobile Antiques.
Yes,
and what
so
is
Mobile
this beautiful
Antiques.
Church right here, too?
That is Missionary Baptist, St. Louis.
Yeah, so there's
street.
A church on the corner, too.
Yes, there's and it is the second oldest church in Alabama, by the way.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And that in itself sounds very interesting to me because I'm also interested in antiques. Unfortunately, it was thrust upon me by my mother.
I know that feeling.
Who was rabid about it. Cheese. I'm rabid about cheese. What can I say?
Oh, well, come on in. We do
cheese,
tastings.
Wine, and good food and good company and good music. It sounds like you've got a whole bunch of stuff going on that sounds really interesting.
Well, thanks. We do.
Great location for Art Walk. Yeah, we love coming down here, Cookie, for Art Walk because we're a couple of blocks from the hustle and bustle so we can relax, enjoy some cheese and a little wine, and then we walk over and do all the
arts.
It's
not going to last long, though, because there's so much going on St. Louis Street
okay.
right now. It's just, it really
parking
is.
Parking is not a problem.
New.
So there's street parking. Our neighbors across the street, Old Mobile Antiques, they said all of our customers are more than welcome to use their parking lot. There's a little vacant lot right next door on Dearborn Street. So we have ample parking. There is construction going on behind us. It's Old Majestic Brewery. They're coming soon.
Because I know Cookie wants to get down here and get a whole growler of an IPA and just go to town on it.
On the cheese, with cheese and IPA.
I do, man. I want a wheel of something or other. You know,
we'll roll it over.
You should come down for
the
raclette. You should come here one Thursday night for the raclette.
There's a whole song in there somewhere.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks for calling in, Cookie. Oh, she is a doll, isn't she?
Oh, she is. She's a hoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see my mom just arrived. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom. How are you?
Yeah. Your mama taught you better, Mike. Yeah. But, yeah, we've talked about Art Walk. Y'all usually have something going on here for Art Walk as well. Music.
Yep.
Part of it the last time we were here. Is that pretty?
There's two standard music offerings, one for our brunch. So music today will start at 11 and it'll go to 2. And then we have Art Walk. We start music at 6 and it lasts till 9. We have tried to change it up, but we have some regulars, Unsung Hero, that typically grace our presence with the Art Walk, and that's
Mike.
A trio. It's a trio of nice young folks that do a lot of great music. So
yeah,
we do
very
do that.
Good.
And a lot of people do what you said, Stu. They park over here and they walk over to Dolphin and you know, take on the rest of Art Walk.
The last one that we went to, we started here, and at some point we were over on Government Street at Serta's having a beer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then we went up to it's an art studio on Government that Heather wanted to go to that talks about, was it D'Iberville or Bienville when he got here, immersed himself in the Native American culture and had his body completely covered in snake tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a studio on Government that specializes in that lore and the history of that, had some other things. So we went all the way over there. And then made our way. I think we parked.
If you look around downtown Mobile, you'll see snakes up on the telephone mm-hmm. poles. Or
well,
some
buildings. Have been removed because of different reasons.
PETA.
Well, apparently it didn't make the utility company very happy to have those up there. So those have started to come down, but the artist who shall remain nameless mm-hmm. Is giving those to the merchants that he had graced the artwork with, and we have one hanging up inside of our cheese cottage, and it's almost like Where's Waldo? So you really won't see it unless you come in and look for it, but we do have the snake off of our pole across the street that was intended for us, because it was I think the story is that the snake was supposed to signify mayhem and folly and, you know, things like that, so the artist really tapped into that.
What better town
I know. It's great.
Particularly for folly.
Are you catching any crowds off of Mardi Gras?
Yeah, people ask this that all the time. So this is our second Mardi Gras. Our first one, we were brand new. The weather was terrible, if you'll remember, last year, cold and rainy. Mm-hmm. This year, the weather's been much more cooperative. We're not busy at night during the night parades. People that you know, park, they're going to the parade, and then they're going home afterwards. Mm-hmm. And we do close at 9, so if they're, you know, if it's a long, continuous parade, we're usually mm-hmm. closed up by the time they're finished. Between parades on Friday, Saturday, we've tended to do pretty well, or right before parades.
And I look forward to seeing what happens to you on Mardi Gras Day this year.
Yeah.
I worked for Bob Omansky at Wenzel's years ago, and that's a choice spot on Mardi Gras Day. Because if you make Wenzel's your headquarters or any of the other little places right around there, you could catch each parade 3 times by walking a block from Wenzel's in a different direction. And so people would do that. They'd sit there, okay, the next parade's going to start, and they'd run down to Government, catch it, come back up, catch it someplace in the middle, and then they'd go down a couple of blocks to Broad Street and catch it again.
Well, you know, you was talking about you and Heather walking around that Art Walk night, mm-hmm. and you know, I noticed you didn't text or call me or anything to say, hey, Mike, why don't you come and join us?
I do believe I sent you a text message Saturday letting you know.
He never invites me to anything.
Friday that we're going to be at Royal Scam at 8:30.
That didn't say, can you come join us? No, it didn't.
No, you wouldn't, there wouldn't have been room. It was a true two table.
I know. Well, Charlie says we're about to go on break here.
Right. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my weekend.
Okay.
My birthday, because I need to plug a few other people that took
care
of me.
Go ahead.
And maybe we'll say something about our trip, upcoming trip.
Yes, we need to talk about our upcoming trip to Los Angeles, California, which I believe is a suburb of Burbank, isn't it, Mike? It's right outside of Burbank, California.
There's something there. Something other.
But nowhere near Fresno. So if you were thinking, man, they're going to get to go to Fresno, not this time.
Not this time.
Bob's Downtown Diner, 263 St. Francis, a block north of Cathedral Square, offers good old-fashioned Americana food made from scratch daily. They open early at 7 with awesome breakfast items like Big Al's Breakfast, served with your choice of grilled pork chops, ham, fried fish, or country fried steak, 2 eggs, bacon, grits, and biscuit. Complete menu online at cornerofatandhappy.com. Bob's Downtown Diner opens 7 to 3 every day. You're going to love it, and that's a promise.
Last year, this Sunday during Mardi Gras, shared the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras parades. This year, it's all Mardi Gras parades in Mobile. The oldest Mobile Kids Mardi Gras parade is this afternoon and 2 downtown parades tonight. I'm Rennie Brabner. After this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute is brought to you by the Sleep Center. For king-size savings and a great night's sleep after the Mardi Gras revelry, visit sleepcenternow.net. Locally owned and operated with 3 locations to serve you in Mobile and Baldwin County.
For more than half a century, the Mystics of Children has paraded through the Rosswood subdivision in Midtown Mobile. Their theme this year is Pixar Productions. Kids parades provide an opportunity for the little ones to get into the Mardi Gras spirit and a little more sedate atmosphere than the downtown parades. Neptune Daughters take to the streets of downtown tonight. Their theme, Old Places a Mermaid Will Go. Their emblem is a mermaid, and members refer to themselves as mermaids. Expect more than a dozen floats. The Order of Isis will follow. Their theme, enter as a stranger, leave as friends. There's only one night between now and Mardi Gras without a parade. This means you have to plan very carefully so that regular things in life, going to the store, picking up laundry, making sure your ball gown or tails are ready to go, the mundane things of life that can't interfere with you having fun. Check our website for podcast routes and times. I'm Rennie Brabner. And this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
Get king-size savings at the Sleep Center Mobile in Baldwin County's Mattress Experts. Right now, during the President's Day sales event, save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets, plus receive $300 Sleep Center cash on qualifying purchases. And now's your chance to save up to $200 on select Sealy mattresses, or save up to $600 on select Stearns and Foster mattresses. Free pillows, free sheets, and free comforters included with your qualifying purchase. For more information on these deals, visit sleepcenternow.com.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by 3-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally own too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniappe, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just $1 a week and online at lagniappemobile.com. Lagniappe, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Chef Anthony Serrano, and I'm listening to Sip and Chew.
Right, just keep talking and mention you're a Walmart food champ, buddy.
All right. Hi, I'm Chef Anthony Serrano, and I'm a Walmart food champ, and I'm listening to Sip and Chew.
Shindig. Christy and Mike got together and said, let's throw Stu a party for his birthday.
Yes. Yeah,
But we've alluded to this as my birthday celebration. But Friday,
alluded to it. I think we've been pretty direct about it.
My wonderful girlfriend treated me this weekend to an overnight stay at the Kate Shepherd House in Midtown, a beautiful antebellum home. Christy, you would absolutely love it. Now, here's one thing that she and I both noticed. We'd been in the room 30 minutes or so before I noticed there were two or three Aladdin kerosene lamps in it. And most people would notice a big striking lamp like that right off the bat. But we live in a house with over 600 of them in it, and it just didn't even dawn on me what I was looking at. And then I went, oh, look. And she goes, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of the Tiffany lamps like your dad collected, too.
Uh-huh.
Just a beautiful home. Wendy, the innkeeper, was so pleasant. Cooked us a great breakfast. Pecan praline French toast. Mm. Little Kaneka sausage, what she calls dirty scrambled eggs, where you cook them in the grease from the Kaneka. And it just a great breakfast. And the other couple staying there, the husband was also a chef. So we had a great little foodie discussion, and Wendy, the innkeeper, is taking notes on all these new places like the Cheese Cottage mm-hmm. to recommend to her people. It was a perfect little weekend thing for people here locally. If it's your anniversary or Valentine's, get in touch with these little inns. We stayed at Malaga Inn this summer. We stayed here at Kate Shepherd House right here in town and do a staycation. Mm-hmm. And then we had reservations Friday night. Our good buddy Dave Rasp took care of me, Mike. Gave me a reservation on the Friday night in Mardi Gras.
You're in Mardi Gras.
For two at the Royal Scam. And it was just absolutely terrific. We got their honey chipotle wings, which were really
Ooh.
Good. And then Heather got the surf and turf with the petite filet and two of their crab cakes.
That sounds wonderful.
And I had a grilled salmon sandwich that was great. And they have some of the best French fries. The Royal Scam does.
You know, French fries are a difficult thing to get exactly right.
Yeah,
they are. I mean,
anybody can do a decent fry. But to do a really,
really good
fry,
good one.
You got Beer Garden has a really good
fry. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
their
they
Sidewinder
do.
Fries are great.
They
good.
Do.
And Royal Scam, and Davis told me before, he pays more for that particular French fry than most people pay for theirs because it's that good.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it's got a little, it's like a potato flour on the outside, so it's got a little crispy crust to it. And they took great care of us with all the parties rolling in. You know, and it's so funny to me, you know, that in 2019, on a Friday night, in a city with Mardi Gras going in, people with 11, 12, 13 people in the group walk in and are astonished they just can't get a table immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, what country are you from? You know, you've already got five times as many people as considered a table.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think they're going to walk in and have a table for you immediately? You know, call ahead, folks. Plan ahead. I did. I knew we were going to Royal Scam. There was just two of us. I called a week ahead and made a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt to make a reservation. A lot
depending
of
on the occasion. Depending
yeah.
on the occasion, since yeah. your birthday is not a
now,
national
you go to
holiday.
A bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
yeah. But you go to a bar, yeah, you can expect that. But a nice sit-down restaurant in Mardi Gras time, all these restaurants are so busy. And you'll see they'll do special menus mm-hmm. where they pare it down so they can turn and burn. Our food got out remarkably fast Friday
oh, really?
Night.
Yeah.
Probably less than 15 minutes.
See, that's another place I don't go to enough.
Royal Scam? I know. And honestly,
Scam. And
you
every
did
meal,
not have to say that.
Every meal I've ever had there has been phenomenal.
And we should really give Dave Rass the credit for this renaissance that we speak about in downtown Mobile.
Yeah.
And Christy is one of the latest members of this renaissance.
It
started
it, yeah.
with the Royal Scam.
Mm-hmm.
What, 15 years ago?
There in Noja, the two
yeah.
of them.
Yeah,
I love
doing
Noja.
Something
love
that
Noja.
Was a cut above or different from what everybody else was doing in Mobile, and that was a mm-hmm. that was a tough row to hoe there for a while because, and I've spoken about this many times. I was getting very disillusioned with being in Mobile and trying to do creative menus because everybody wanted everything on every menu to look just like Cracker Barrel, and
or fried and yeah, fried
right right
and
they
fried.
Wanted they wanted to be able to have fried catfish or roasted chicken or meatloaf at every restaurant.
Yeah.
Find restaurants that specialize in that and go there. But when you're in the mood for just a light dinner, Christie's place is fantastic for that.
You say this, Stu, and thank God people are catching up with things.
Right, exactly.
Trying to catch up with things. I had a friend, CIA chef, comes to Mobile. He's worked for great restaurants around the country. Comes to Mobile to live his dream, create his dream. And then everybody wants it fried. He says, Mike, I create these dishes and nobody's buying them. They don't know what it is. But we are finally coming around.
And now we have a great food scene.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I'll
yeah.
say what happens here. You talked about, you know, our small bites and light meal and things like that. Light doesn't necessarily mean less quantity.
Right.
A lot of times they look at the cheese boards, especially in this culture,
mm-hmm.
They look at the cheese boards as that's not going to be enough, and they'll over-order. They'll order a sandwich uh-huh. and a salad to go along with it because they're thinking the cheese board's not going to fill them up.
Guilty as charged.
And so the cheese, if you look at the protein element of cheese has more protein than steak.
Right.
And so what fills you up fastest? Protein.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we try to discourage over ordering. And, you know, we're in there. You order inside in our
right.
concept. It's not full service. You order inside and we say, hey, wait on anything else because we want
yeah.
you to
and
enjoy
you're right about
cheese.
That. You can always order more later.
Yeah.
Well, and think about how you eat the cheese board. It's a very slow process. So you're not
talking.
Just sitting down.
Yeah.
And yeah, you should be talking, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And then you're eating that slowly. And what do they say? It takes the brain about 20 minutes to realize that you're full.
Right.
And so by the time you're in, you're finished with that cheese board, you should
there.
Be having the indication that you're full.
David Calametti, WFC Team Alabama, walking through the place, trying to figure out where the
How
free
are
food
you?
Is. We got a potato chip left for you, David. Uh-oh, we're in trouble now with the boss. Well, Chrissy, it has been lovely being out here this morning. And
could ask for a better day.
I certainly yeah. appreciate you guys coming out and doing this. This
and
is,
we appreciate
this
you
is
know,
awesome.
I don't know how Sandy Stimson did it after putting together a parade for me and all everything. He arranged for blue skies this morning. You know, that's quite an accomplishment by the mayor of Mobile.
Look at
Absolutely.
The people lining up at the door across the street over there.
Yeah, they open at 10 on Sundays, and they open that front room at 9 before allowing access to the rest. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's exciting to see it.
Ooh, let's get up early and go look at some old stuff.
And I don't know, this area's going to be packed out.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
the whole
yeah.
area will be.
And they're
going
to be coming over here, too.
Yeah, the church across the street will have service. We'll have some attendees from across the street come over. We'll have some attendees from the estate sale. And then we have people that come to our brunch that didn't know about the estate sale that go over there.
All right.
Well, Cindy,
yep.
we're at the end of the show.
Well, that's Christy.
Yeah, I was going, who's Cindy? Are you
yeah.
calling Stu Cindy?
Lou, you may want to go through
Christy.
His receipts, Lou. We got less than 30 seconds. We
yeah.
want to thank you for having us out here.
Your hospitality. And
yeah, and you've got a beautiful venue here. I haven't told you this, but on my new Facebook page where I mark my house,
uh-huh.
I actually have the picture I took of the cheese cottage with the green bicycle in it.
Oh, that's okay.
Because I don't need anybody it. Being able to facial recognition my house.
So folks, get out there, support local, be local,
so
buy local.
So they'll come in looking for you.
And get out here and support Christy here at the cheese cottage.
Yeah,
and
all
too.
Yeah, and Cindy too. Everything going on St. Louis Street, downtown Mobile, all of this continuing effort by people who care, and Christy is another person who cares about the community.
And we always end our show with a cheese name.
A cheese name, okay.
Yes. One particular cheese.
Yes, provolone.
Provolone.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
It's the time it takes to grow a beard. It's Monday to Friday. It's a drive from the West Coast to the East Coast. It's 5.